ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्राये सभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, entitled Yamaraj Instructs His Messengers. Text 25. Prayena Veda Tat Idam Na महाजनः अयम् देव्या विमोहितमतिः बत मायाया अलम् त्रय्यां जतिकृतमतिः मधुपुष्पितायां वैतानिके महति कर्मणि युज्यमानः। प्रायेण वेद तदिदं न महाजनोऽयम् प्रायेण वेद तदिदं न महाजनोऽयम् देव्या विमोहितमतिर्बत माययालम् देव्या विमोहितमतिर्बत माययालम् त्रय्यां जातिकृतमधिर्मधुपुष्पिताया त्रय्यां जतिकृतमतिर्मधुपुष्पिताया वैताङ्किते महति कर्मणि युज्यमानः वैतानिके महति कर्मणि युज्यमानः प्रायेण वेद तदिदं न महाजनोऽयम् देव्या विमोहितमधिर्बत माययाला त्रय्यां जतिकृतमधिर्मधुपुष्पिताया वैतानिके महति कर्मणि युज्यमानः प्रायेण वेद तदिदं न महाजनोऽयम् देव्या विमोहितमधिर्बत माययाला त्रय्यां जतिकृतमधिर्मधुपुष्पिताया वैतानिके महति कर्मणि युज्यमानः।
Thank you.
ಹಿತಾನಿ ಕೇ ಮಹತಿ ಕರ್ಮಣಿ ಯುಜ್ಯಮಾನ. ಕೈಕಾನಿಕೇ ಮಹದಿ ಕರ್ಮ ನಿಯುಜ್ಯಮಾನ. ಮಾತಾಜಿ, ವರ್ಡ್ ಟು ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್. ಪ್ರಾಯೇಣ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ವೇದ ನೋ ತತ್ ದಟ್ ಇದಂ ದಿಸ್ ನ ನಾಟ್ ಮಹಾಜನ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ besides Swayambhu, Sambhu and other 10. I am this Devya, by the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vimohitamatihi, whose intelligence is bewildered. Bata, indeed. Mayaya, by the illusory energy. Alam, greatly. Trayam, in the three Vedas. Jati Kritamati, whose intelligence has been dulled. Madhu Pushpitayam, in the flowery Vedic language, describing the results of ritualistic performances. Vaitanike, in the performance mentioned in the Vedas. Mahati, very great. Karmani, fruitive activities. Yujyamanaha, being engaged. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Because they are bewildered by the illusory energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Yajnavakya and Jaimini and other compilers of the religious scriptures cannot know the secret, confidential religious system of the 12 Mahajanas. They cannot understand the transcendental value of performing devotional service or chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, because their minds are attracted to the ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas, especially in the Yajurveda, Samaveda and Rig Veda. Their intelligence has become dull. Thus, they are busy collecting the ingredients for ritualistic ceremonies that yield only temporary benefits, such as elevation to Swargaloka for material happiness. They are not attracted to the Sankirtan movement. Instead, they are interested in Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. Purport by His Divine Grace. Since one may easily achieve the highest success by chanting the holy names of the Lord, one may ask why there are so many Vedic ritualistic ceremonies and why people are attracted to them. This verse answers that question. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Vedasya Sarvai Rahameva Vedyaha, The real purpose of studying the Vedas is to approach the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Shri Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shishi Gornitai Ki. Unfortunately, unintelligent people, bewildered by the grandeur of Vedic yajnas, want to see gorgeous sacrifices performed. They want Vedic mantras chanted and huge amounts of money spent for such ceremonies. Sometimes we have to observe the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies to please such unintelligent men. Recently, when we established a large Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, we were obliged to have Vedic ceremonies enacted by Brahmanas because the inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially the smart Brahmanas, would not accept Europeans and Americans as bona fide Brahmanas. Thus, we had to engage Brahmanas to perform costly yajnas. In spite of these yajnas, the members of our society performed Sankirtan loudly with Mridangas, and I consider the Sankirtana more important than the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Both the ceremonies and the Sankirtana were going on simultaneously. The ceremonies were meant for persons interested in Vedic rituals for elevation to heavenly planets, Jatikritamatir Madhupushpitayam. Whereas the Sankirtana was meant for pure devotees interested in pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We would simply have performed Sankirtana, but then the inhabitants of Vrindavana would not have taken the installation ceremony seriously. As explained here, the Vedic performances are meant for those whose intelligence have been dulled by the flowery language of the Vedas, which describe the fruitive activities intended to elevate one to the higher planets. Especially in this age of Kali, Sankirtan alone is sufficient. If the members of our temples in different parts of the world simply continue Sankirtan before the deity, especially before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they will remain perfect. There is no need of any other performances. Nevertheless, to keep oneself clean in habits and mind, deity worship and other regulative principles are required. Srila Jiva Goswami says that, although Sankirtana is sufficient for the perfection of life, the archana, or worship of the deity in the temple, must continue in order that the devotees may stay clean and pure. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur therefore recommended that one follow both processes simultaneously. We strictly follow this principle of performing deity worship and Sankirtana along parallel lines. This we should continue. Om Ajnanatim Randasya Jnananjana Salakaya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkrupatama Hambande Sri Gurundina Tarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Name Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastaccha Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, Yamaraj, one of the Mahajana himself, is instructing his messengers about the glories of chanting the names of Krishna. In this verse, Yamaraj is explaining how people in general, including the scholars of Veda, great scholars of Veda, their intelligence is dulled. We are not talking about Tom, Dick and Harry. We are talking about Yajnavakya, Jaimini. These are big names, if you have not known that. These are big names in the scholarship of Vedas. To give just an idea, it's like Einstein, Newton, like that for science. These are like, you know, Yajnavakya and Jaimini are like, you know, Einstein and Newton for Vedic scriptures. Something like that. So, here, it is stated that the language of the Vedas are flowery. Like, flowers are very attractive. Like that, it's very attractive. Different instruction. Same thing actually Krishna also said. Krishna himself said this is flowery. It's not that somebody else has to, you know, designate it. No, Krishna himself is saying, Yamimam Pushpitam Vacham. In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Pushpitam Vacham. This is like Pushpa. Veda Vada Ratha Parthai. So, Veda Vada. So, even people who are actually following the Vedic scriptures, they get attracted to various instructions which say that if you do such and such thing, you will go to heaven. Okay? What will you do there? Oh, in the heaven. Different kinds of description about the heavenly opportunities for sense gratification. Nice. Why should I go there? No, no, here what you are enjoying, trying to enjoy is very little, no? Udha jayega toh bhoot milega. Really? Here, you know, you are sometimes, you know, enjoying and sometimes suffering. You can continuously enjoy there. Oh, really? Non-stop. We don't want to stop, you know. 24/7. If something goes on, then, you know, anytime you can switch on, you know. Seriously, TV means, you know, those days, you know, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever it is, Doordarshan channel, you know, you wait for the telecast to start and then 10 o'clock it closes, nothing else, you can't see anything else. Now you just to sleep and wake up, oh, chalo, let me see what is happening. 2 o'clock in the mid of the night. Still you can see something, somebody is telecasting something, you can see 24/7. Enjoyment, 24/7, unlimited, 365 days, you can enjoy, you know, to great extent. Very nice. So different other kinds of benefit of going, it's all very attractive for somebody who is really interested in just material happiness. Pushpitam vacham. Flowery. Krishna himself is saying. Because some people want to enjoy, so Krishna says, tell you, tumko, no, I will give flowery words by means of which you can go to heaven and enjoy there. What happens? Bhoga Aishwarya Prasaktanam Taya Pahrita Chetasam. Vyavasayatmika Buddhi. Here, if somebody is actually interested in Bhoga and Aishwarya, I want enjoyment, I want material opulence, etc., etc., and their intelligence is not steady, sometimes wavery. Not steady, wavery. Sometimes chanting Hare Krishna, some other times getting bored of chanting Hare Krishna. Itna bar, no, we have chanted so long, nothing is happening. I am supposed to relish Krishna's holy names. So relishment to is not happening. Somebody else is relishing so many things. Instead of, anyway, this relishment is not happening. Why don't I try to relish that? Quite possible, if one is not steady. So, Krishna says, As long as within the three modes of material nature, sometimes one may be in the mode of goodness, some other time, you know, passion and ignorance. As long as you are in the three modes of material nature, the enjoyment will be always there, the tendency to enjoy will be there. Sometimes you are restraining, sometimes you are not able to restrain. That's all the difference is. Traigunya Vishayaveda Nishtraigunyo Bhavarjuna Krishna said. These are all within the three modes. Transcend it. Come above. If you transcend it, then you will not be affected by the three modes. Then the flowery words of the Vedas will not have any effect on you. It may be flowery. You don't have any effect on it. You get immunity to fight against the attractive force of the Maya. It's all about how to develop the immunity. You can't counteract the effect of Maya. You can't try to neutralize it. You can't change it. You can't do anything about it actually. What you have to do is you have to do something about yourself. Traigunya Vishayave. Nishtraigunyo. Come above. Transcend it. How to do that? That is art of Krishna consciousness. In the Vedic practice of Varnashrama system, Varnashrama Dharma, the purpose is same. By performing the rituals, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, you go step by step. By performing dharma, one gets artha, material benefits. Then you can enjoy. Enjoyment is not discouraged, but legitimate enjoyment is allowed. Not illegitimate. Legitimately what you can enjoy, yes, for certain purpose, okay, enjoy this. Not unlimited. Because there are so many restrictions are there, if I go to heaven it will be without restriction. No, that's why it's better I go there. Pushpitam vacham, flowery language of the scriptures. So, one has to actually counteract the effect of the attraction by the three modes of material nature. So, in this way, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, this is the step-by-step advancing process. It is not that if in the Vedic time there was no idea about how to go back home, back to God and achieve perfection. Yes, that is always there. But people are advised to go step by step so that they don't meet any accident on the way. If you climb the stair one step at a time, there are less chances of slipping than if you climb three steps at a time. Anybody wants to try after the class? Chances, we are talking about, you may even succeed actually, we don't know. Then you try fourth step, four steps at a time. Jump from dharma to bhakti, in the three steps ahead, you know. Chances are, chances of success is very less, the rate of chances of success. So then it is said that, okay, go step by step. Because science and technology was not that much there, there were no elevators at the time. So they said, okay, go step by step. Don't jump and break your leg. Go step by step. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. So, when the Vedic scriptures are encouraging a person towards spiritual life, then obviously it has to encourage, you know, do this yajna, do this, study this, niti shastra, dharma shastra, everything has to be taught. So, here, Yamaraj is referring to the compilation of scriptures for this practice. So many samhitas, so many literatures are there. And he is taking the top ones of the scholars of compilation of such scriptures. Yajnavakya. Yajnavakya is one of the great scholar, Vedic scholar, Anjaimini. Just to give an idea about his scholarship. Once, Janaka Maharaj performed an yajna, and the kings, after performing yajna, they give a lot of charity. So he decided to give 1,000 cows charity. And each cow in their horns, a bag of gold is also hung. Asli. 1,000 cows with gold coins in a bag, hung on, not one gold coin, it's a bag full of gold coin, hung on their horns. So, after the yajna, Janaka Maharaj said, amongst this assembly, whoever claims to be the most eminent scholar of Vedic scriptures, he may come and take this 1,000 cows along with his gold. He didn't call anybody, you please come, no. Whoever claims to be most eminent scholar of the scriptures, you may come and please climb these cows along with the gold. Everybody was thinking, how can I climb, you know, suppose if I climb, somebody else also climbs, kya karega? So everybody was thinking. Obviously, if suppose somebody says, yes, I am the scholar, then somebody says, hey, this guy is so egoistic, so arrogant, he just announces himself to be great scholar. What is he thinking about himself? So in that assembly, Yajnavalkya came forward. He said, yes, I am the most eminent scholar. All the disciples, chalo, take these cows, let us go. All the other sages, this is assembly of sages, they are also scholar in some way or the other, whatever it is. They all said, hey, how do you just climb like that? You have to prove it. Sometimes it is not just climb, means you just can walk away with the climb. You have to prove also. Lord Krishna said, Mattaha parataram nanyat kinchidasti dananjaya. There is nothing that is superior to me. More or less saying that I am God. Even if God makes a claim, he cannot escape without proof. Huh? Arjuna said, can you please, you know, show your Virat roof form so that we understand that you are God? Even if God can be asked the proof, you can't just make a claim and walk away. Huh? So Yajnavalkya said, chalo walk. They said, no, wait, thoda ruko bhai, itna jaldi kidhar ja rahe. The sages assembled there, they started asking questions to test his scholarship. Obviously, somebody says, Prabhupada writes in one of the purports that a well-dressed fool will not be known unless he opens his mouth. Suppose, somebody is dressing up like a surgeon. Just to give an example. Unless he takes his knife and does the real surgery, just dressing up is not a big thing, you know. That way you can see so many well-dressed actors in the cinema. Sometimes, the cinema policeman will look more realistic than the actual policeman in the uniform. Here, you know, exactly, you know, after the, when he comes out of the set, he is not policeman actually, he is actor only. Like that, if somebody dresses up like a scholar, he doesn't become a scholar simply because he dressed up. He became a scholar when he opens his mouth, talking. For scholar it is talking, for a surgeon it is surgical expertise, for different things. For a devotee also, dressing up like a devotee is possible. When you catch hold of somebody from outside, you can dress him up, you know. By dressing up, you don't make a person devotee actually. You make a person devotee by his action. How he acts. That is more important than dressing up. Dressing up is easy. It's the art of drama. Dressing up is art of drama. Whereas, activity is the art of Krishna consciousness. So, Yajnavalkya was questioned by all the sages, wait a minute, you are dressed up like a sadhu, but we want to know that you are really a scholar or not. They asked a series of questions. I don't know whether I won't have time to go into the series of questions that they have posed. He answered all of those things. Then they were satisfied. Okay, you are eminent scholar. Then Yajnavalkya said, oh, theek hai. How good scholar you are, I want to test. You have, see, even you have to question somebody, you should have some qualification, no? No? Suppose you go to the physics class and sit there, and physics professor is teaching something, you should have some understanding of physics, you know? You can't be illiterate and then start questioning him this, that and all, no? He said, I want to test your scholarship now. You have questioned so far me. Now I want to test your scholarship. So he said one, he took one, Sakalya, one sadhu. There are so many series of conversation which is long, we will not. Sakalya. He said, I want to ask you one question, come here. Whom do the Upanishads describe? I want to ask you the question. You talk about big scholarship. You know, whom do all the Upanishads, 108 Upanishads are there, whom do they describe? If you don't answer rightly, your head will break and you will die. He answered something. It was not the right answer. His head broke and he died. Then he looked around. Shall I ask more questions? They said, no, sorry. No. Please carry on. No? We stopped you. Please carry on. That is the scholarship of Yajnavalkya. Great scholar. Par excellent. So much so that he came to the assembly of Janaka Maharaj later. He took the cows. This is, we are talking about in the Yajna of Janaka Maharaj. Later he came and he used to answer questions to Janaka Maharaj. And so much so that he became the chief priest of Janaka. He used to stay in the court of Janaka Maharaj also. So, Janaka Maharaj once asked him about, please tell something about Brahma Vidya. Brahma Vidya, Vidya is knowledge, Brahma Vidya means knowledge about God. Brahma Vidya. So, Yajnavalkya described saying that to reach any destination you have to do something. Suppose there is a destination 1 kilometer away, you have to walk. If there is a destination beyond water, you have to take a boat. If a destination in the sky, you have to take an aircraft. For everything there is a means. And Yajnavalkya said, without Brahma Vidya, which is the vehicle, you cannot achieve the ultimate destination. Going back home, back to God. Brahma Vidya. Meaning, knowledge about God. If you don't know who is God, where you will go and land up in God's place, actually? That is described, what is the nature of Brahman in Brahma Sutra? Brahma Janati Iti Brahmana. One who knows Brahman, God, Krishna, is Brahman. So in this way, Janaka was actually disciple of Yajnavalkya. So, Yajnavalkya is also a very prominent sage, so much so that he was also in the assembly of Yudhishthira Maharaj. You can see Janaka Maharaj's time, Yudhishthira Maharaj's time, is still very long. He was also in the Rajasu Yajna of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And such is the scholarship of Yajnavalkya. And Jaimini is one of the four disciples of Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva, when he divided the Vedas into four, Rig, Yajur, Sam and Atharva Veda, the Yajur Veda was given in charge of Jaimini. Jaimini is the Acharya of Yajur Veda. And the Rig Veda is given, Sam Veda is given like that. So he is authority, top authority on, Yajur Veda. He was also present in several things like the serpent yajna conducted by Janamejaya, and he was also the member of the council of Yudhishthira Maharaj, etc. So such a stalwarts like Yajnavalkya and Jaimini, Yamaraj is describing in this sloka that even though they have achieved scholarship par excellence, they have compiled so many scriptures so that others can follow them. They do not understand the confidential nature of devotional service like Mahajanas, 12 Mahajanas. He himself is one of the Mahajana. They are great, but they don't understand the confidential meaning. You people, Yamadutas, you went to arrest Ajamil. This is within this, you know, religious thing, religious, irreligious, pious sin, dharma, artha, kama, dharma ka andar hi hai. Upar bhi nahi gaya, moksha tak bhi pahuncha nahi. But those people who are stalwart in all dharma, artha, kama, moksha, they cannot understand. How can you understand? We can understand. 12 Mahajanas. Because this is very confidential. Tarko apratishta shutaya vibhinna nasav rishireva mattam nabhinnam dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya mahajano yena katasopantaha. Mahajano yena katasopantaha. By following the footsteps of Mahajanas, one can understand the dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya. The tattva, the truth, confidential truth, most confidential truth of performing dharma is not understood by anybody and everybody. Even this is a very strong statement to make actually. Yajna Vakya, Jaimini, they are great authorities, but still they do not understand the confidential truth of devotional practice. Because by means of tarka you can't establish the truth. Tarka means argument. You argue one thing, I argue another thing, you argue, going on, nothing will be established. Argument, counter-argument, argument, counter-argument. Apratishta means you cannot establish anything. Shrutaya vibhinna, the Shruti Vakya, they are divided. So many statements, one place one thing is stated, another thing contradictory is stated also somewhere else. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya. If one wants to know the, what is actually the purpose of doing all these things, one has to follow the Mahajanas. So in this way, here, it is stated how the secret of success in spiritual practice is Vedesha Sarvai Rahameva Vedya. The purpose of all the Vedas is to understand Krishna. And that understanding Krishna is given in the step-by-step process of dharma, artha, kama, moksha. When one comes to the level of moksha, he may or may not understand Krishna. Even somebody who is a liberated person doesn't mean, liberated means what, you know? He is liberated from the suffering of material world. Liberated person doesn't mean that, you know, he will be the, you know, associate of Lord Krishna. Associate of Lord Krishna is liberated, that's another thing. But just being liberated, you know, I am not suffering, you know, I am not attracted. Somebody is a sadhu, I am not attracted by Maya, you know. If you give me the whole plate of food, I will not be attracted to it. If you make some girls to dance before me, I won't be attracted, you know. I have achieved immunity to attraction to all these things. Maybe he looks like a liberated person. Doesn't mean he is Krishna conscious. Doesn't mean he can go back home, back to Godhead, simply because being not attracted to Maya. Vedeshya sarvai rahameva vedya. One has to understand Krishna by studying all the scriptures. All the religious so-called yajnas being given. Suppose somebody doing a very elaborate yajna, but he doesn't understand what is the purpose of doing yajna. Waste of time, effort. No, we did a very big yajna, but why do you did? What for? What's the purpose? I say, ki anab koi bola hai karne ke liye main kar diya. Theek hai. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, I think this purport is written after Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan was opened, maybe in mid-70s. Prabhupada When he opened Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan, he had an elaborate yajna performed. Big yajna. And brahmanas, smart brahmanas are invited to do yajna. Prabhupada writes in the purport, you can read at your leisure, that actually it was not necessary to do an yajna, he says. But if we do not do this, this is meant for less intelligent people. Festival means, you know, you have got yajna and you have done everything. Thik kiya lagta hai. Suppose you don't do an yajna, suppose Prabhupada did not do an yajna, and he had all the Europeans and American dance, haribol, 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 then all the residents of Vrindavan will say that this is not a bona fide temple. Abhibhi bolta hai angrezi mandir karke. Angrezi mandir, Krishna Balaram ka mandir hai na. Hey, angrezi kisko worship ho raha hai. There no angrezi is worshipped there, you know. It's Krishna Balaram mandir. They don't, they go. अंग्रेजी मंदिर है ये रिक्शा वाला से लेकर की मुकुट वाला तक अंग्रेजी मंदिर बोलेगा तो मालूम पड़ेगा ये कृष्ण बलराम मंदिर कौन सा कृष्ण बलराम एवरीवेयर कृष्ण बलराम अंग्रेजी मंदिर इवन आफ्टर डूइंग दिस स्टिल द नेम इज अंग्रेजी मंदिर नो इफ यू हैव नॉट डन दैट व्हाट वुड हैपन दे वुड हैव कॉल्ड मिलेच्छा मंदिर बोल सकता था क्या मालूम प्रभुपाद एक्सप्लेन्स इन द पर्पट दैट Because smartha brahmanas, they have their standard of what is bona fide and what is not. Even the higher bona fide thing comes to the lower level to satisfy that. This is broad-mindedness. Narrow-minded means you see only what you want to see and you don't see anything else. It's like a horse with a blinder. It can see only this much, you know. World doesn't exist beyond this. इधर पीछे कुछ नहीं है इधर ही है सब कुछ सो प्रभुपाद सेड दैट ठीक है इस पर्पस इज टू मेक इट बोनाफाइड यू नो सो दैट पीपल व्हाट इज द पर्पस ऑफ टेंपल यू डोंट नीड अ टेंपल इफ यू रियली एक्चुअली इफ यू जस्ट ओनली वांट टू गो बैक होम बैक टू गॉड देयर इज अदर वेज देन हैविंग अ टेंपल एंड डूइंग थिंग्स हियर एक्चुअली यू कैन गो टू वृंदावन एंड सिट इन अंडर ए ट्री एंड कीप चैंटिंग हरे कृष्ण अंटिल समबडी कम्स विद अ पार्ट ऑफ मिल्क एंड गिव्स यू प्लीज fast and chant, you can actually go back to God very fast. Who is going to come with him again? If you are like Madhavendra Puri, definitely Krishna will come. That's not a problem. But then you have to decide where you are. That is what is required. Feedback is what only required. You don't need elaborate arrangement for taking passport, visa. Of course, Goloka passport you'll have to take, but other passports and visa, going to the embassy, waiting in the queue, all these things are not required. You just, what is required to go back home, back home is only the bid back. If you properly do it. Other things are details. To make this happen properly, those things are to be done. So Prabhupada said, okay, let us have the yajna also, let the chanting also go. It's not that yajna is there, yeah, chanting will not be there. Prabhupada was more concerned about the chanting than of the yajna. Yajna is for the outside people, loka vichar. You'll have to act according to time, place and circumstances also. You can't act weirdly. No, no, I know everything, I'll act in a weird way. Who cares? So, Prabhupada writes in the purport that the chanting of Hare Krishna is for the intelligent person. And doing yajna, theek hai, less intelligent. It's a question of degree of intelligence. If one can understand that the chanting of the holy names of Krishna can fulfill everything, he is most intelligent. Krishna varanam tasha krishnam sango pankastra parshadam yajnai sankirtanai prayar yajnai sankirtanai prayar yajanti hi sumedasa sumeda, meda, meda means intelligent, medavi. Sumedha means very intelligent. Bhagavatam says, one who takes the process of Krishna consciousness by chanting the holy names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. According to scriptures, very intelligent. So, then Prabhupada asks question, If chanting is only required, why do we need all this deity worship and so many things, you know, dressing up Krishna, so much time it takes, so we say 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, we'll have to break our head to dress up Krishna nicely. Should we really need to do this? Why don't we chant Hare Krishna only and leave it like that? Prabhupada says, in the age of Kali, this buddhi is so manda that to do one activity for a long time is boring, including chanting. If you tell to do one activity, suppose you tell that keep reading some book, you know, you keep reading, half an hour, 1 hour, are kya, dusra kuch karna hai, hearing karenge, TV dekhna hai, ye dekhna hai. Sometimes some people may not get bored, they are very extraordinary people. Very extraordinary. Abnormal categories. But because we get bored, then we need variety. You may be chanting Hare Krishna, but then how to make others to chant Hare Krishna? For that you'll have to do variety. Temple. Prabhupada said, this temple is made so that people will come. Prabhupada in the Wednesday class, Prabhupada was describing about either this Wednesday or previous one. I think this Wednesday. He is talking about Radha Ras Bihari in his class, Bhagavatam class in Bombay. Of course, it was in Bombay. Prabhupada is telling, Radha Ras Bihari is so beautiful. You should dress him so nicely that when the people come and see, they get stunned. Oh, see this? They go to so many temples. Not that we are the only temple here. They go to some temple, you know, so many things happening here. You can see. As if Krishna is looking at you, smiling at you, as if ready to talk to you. People, oh, and dressed up so nicely, beautifully. Then, they go with their positive impression. They want more about, what is this Krishna consciousness? They will take a book. After darshan, you take, give him a book. And when they go and read the book, then they will keep coming again and again. Not only to see Radha Ras Bihari for more. Krishna, becoming Krishna conscious. So Prabhupada is writing, you dress up Radha Ras Bihari so nicely. Give prasadam to them so that they go with positive impression about being in this temple, not negative. Idhar se koi chillaya hai, hey bhago idhar se. Whatever happens, you remember that, you know. If they have a bad experience in a temple, then that bad impression is going to remain with them more than anything good impression they get. Huh? Everything, as the person enters into the temple gate until he exits, it is everybody's responsibility to make sure that the fellow doesn't get fried and go away, no? No, nahi, mere ko maal nahi, wo pujari ka kaam tha. Main gaya tha, koi bhi pujari nahi tha. Wo puja department ka kaam hai. Hamara nahi hai. Everybody is. It's not just one person, two person. Everybody who is a follower of Prabhupada, it is his responsibility because this is Prabhupada's temple. Prabhupada made it for Radha Ras, isn't it? We have not done anything. We are just trying to do something. So, all the activities that one does, the primary activity is actually chanting the holy names, which is the most effective way of purifying our consciousness. Cheto darpana marjanam. Purifying our consciousness is the most important necessity of doing our spiritual activity. Suppose I am chanting Hare Krishna, then I have to do so many things. Although so many things should help a person to purify consciousness. It's not that purification of consciousness adhaganda karenge, baki sab contamination of consciousness karenge. Ek ganta to ho gaya na our purification. Abhi time for refilling our brain, dirty brain, fill it with something else. Then kalp purify ho jayega. Doesn't work like that. Every other activity is supposed to help us to purify Krishna consciousness. Not just only chanting time, even other time, every time, 24/7. Our spiritual activity is not restricted to few hours of our practice of, you know, whatever it is. It is a way of life, way of living. How, even if I am, doing some work, driving a car or running a computer or doing some cleaning the temple, anything. He is also supposed to assist in purification of the karma, which is the primary thing. All other things, secondary. If somebody says, I am doing everything other than purifying my consciousness, wasting your time. You are not wasting like somebody is wasting outside, this is wasting in a little different way. Just the different way is not the thing, you know. You have to do it in a proper way. So in this way, our acharyas have given us the guidance that one has to continue with deity worship, which is not the yuga dharma of Kali Yuga, but one continues because this helps a person to keep his habits and mind clean, proper rites. Deity worship means you have to be a brahmana. Brahmana means you have to fulfill certain criteria. You have to take bath 3 times a day. Every time before entering into the altar, you have to be clean. External cleanliness, you pour some water clean, okay. But internal mind, cleanliness of mind, you are dealing with Krishna, you are worshipping Krishna, you are doing so many things to Krishna. You should be thinking about Krishna, not that you are thinking about something else. Mind becomes pure. So keeping mind and body and habits clean helps a person to chant also properly and make the consciousness clean. Keeping the mind and body clean is material, but purifying the consciousness is spiritual by chanting the holy names of Krishna. So in this way, Srila Prabhupada quotes that Srila Jiva Goswami, even though Jiva Goswami is another scholar at, you know, par excellence in, you know, recent time in the Vaishnava tradition. He is a great scholar, Jiva Goswami. He himself also worshipped the deity, even though he knows that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just came, Sankirtan he only inaugurated. He's just there. And he also recommended, yes, all the Goswamis, they need not have actually opened all these temples. When they went to Vrindavan, they didn't have any temple. They were chanting under a tree, you know, each tree, not even one tree, many trees. But then, when they wanted to expand the movement of Krishna consciousness, then they established the temple so that the general mass, they will also get advantage of the temple, come to the temple, hear the kirtan, hear about the message of Krishna, and associate with them. And practice Krishna consciousness. These are all possible if you have a temple. If you only chant under a himli tree, nobody will come to you actually. That's what Prabhupada said. For me, I don't need a temple. I can chant anywhere under a tree. But who will come here? Especially in a city like Bombay. Somebody sitting under a himli tree. Who cares? There are millions of people sitting under different trees anywhere. But Hare Krishna Mandir, that is not everywhere. They said, okay, today is Sunday. Let's go and have Hare Krishna temple darshan and then have vada samosa. No problem. Come and have darshan and vada samosa, no problem. There are so many people who became devotee after eating vada samosa also. There's a record. Many times people came only for vada samosa also, still they were benefited. Jugubi jana hai, jugubi se vada samosa ka ke aayenge. Hare Krishna vada thoda bada bada hai, udhar milta nahi. Samosa. Also the Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada, right? He not only accepts the temple, he accepts the movement actually. Organization. Previously there was no organization. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati not only accepts the temple, he made the Gaudiya Math, systematic way of preaching Krishna consciousness so that, you know, you can reach to the wider mass. Every town and village, things of that sort. It's possible only by establishing a movement. So following in the footsteps, Srila Prabhupada has established Krishna consciousness movement so that we take advantage of our stay here by rendering different kinds of services to keep our mind. Mind should not be corrupt. Mind and body clean so that we can practice our Krishna consciousness to the extent that we can purify our consciousness. Unless the purification of consciousness happens fully, it is not possible to go back home, back to Godhead. And in the age of Kali, establishing such a wonderful thing, and Prabhupada is another Mahajan for Kali Yuga, and simply by following the footsteps of Mahajan only can understand this Nigitam Guhaya. So Prabhupada has given us this process. Simply by following his footsteps, one can actually achieve the ultimate goal of achieving perfection in Krishna consciousness, which is not available in all the flowery language or the Vedic scripture, and the stalwarts in those like Yajnavalkya, Jaimini and other big scholars, they also don't get to that. So we can understand how fortunate we are to get the treasure of Krishna consciousness so easily that somebody who lived for long and studied so many scripture did not get it. This may be astonishing. Is it really true that such a great scholars did not know, and we don't know what kind of scholars we are anyway, and we have it? Is it really true? Sometimes it is too good to be true. Really it is true? Yes. That is true. Because Vedas themselves are endorsing. Vedas, the scriptures are endorsing. Bhagavatam is endorsing. Sumedasaha. We are not saying, Bhagavatam is saying. So in this way, Krishna consciousness is a very wonderful and rare gift, and that should be taken care properly. If we make accidents, then we may lose it. So one should be very, very careful, cautious, follow the footsteps of the acharyas. In that way, one, when seriously and sincerely practices this Krishna consciousness, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, one can actually achieve the perfection of taking shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki?
Yes.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki?
Yes.
Any questions? You don't have a question also? I'm surprised. I'm stunned.
See, my greatest worry is, of course, I do not know whether other devotees have that, a problem. How to purify the conscience fully? That is the only question I have every time.
How to purify consciousness?
Conscience fully, yes.
Fully?
Yes.
Anything that has to be done fully starts with partially, right? You can't eat the whole plate of Mahaprasad at one stroke, you know. You want to eat the full plate of Mahaprasad, but still, ek ek item ja raha hai na. You can't clean the entire floor in one stroke of the broom, you know. You take one broomstick, zing, only one stroke, no. So many strokes, ring, 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 ek ek stroke. So many strokes made at the end, hey, this is our temple room is clean. Yeah, very nice. No? Our heart is filled with contamination, which started since time immemorial. Aaj ka baat nahi hai. Kal ka bhi baat nahi hai. It's since time immemorial. So much contamination has happened in the heart. Right? So this contamination has to be purified. There is no, so to say, a magic wand. Zing, zing, okay, hari ball, chalo. No. You have to start by taking one particle after another. One particle after another. So much dust is accumulated for over a very long period, you know. When you are taking one particle of dirt, okay, then you'll have to be more cautious to not make it possible for some other particle of dirt accumulates there. Very important. Suppose you, this temple, this floor, you start cleaning from their broom, and somebody keeps there and come and put some dirt. What will happen? You may be thinking you are going, piche dekhe, are abhi bhi hai dirt. Hai ki nahi? You will have to make sure more dirts are not accumulating. So for that, one has to actually make sure that his Krishna conscious progress is not actually obstructed by means of various factors. And most important factor is aparad. Because purification of consciousness is by chanting, and the chanting can become successful by not committing offenses. If you chant also and commit offense also, what is that? It is the most important thing for anybody who chants is to make sure that he is not committing offenses, 10 offenses against the holy name. If one can make sure that he is not committing offenses, he is chanting the holy names without offenses very attentively, there is no doubt that your consciousness will be purified one day. Not today. It will be purified one day. It's a matter of time. So, if one is very concerned, like your good self, that how to purify consciousness? Yes, purify. It is not a magic. It's not that you'll have to do some very difficult task of lifting a mountain or something like that. It is simply the task of chanting the holy names without offenses. Very simple formula. Even though formula looks very simple, lot of complications are there not committing offenses because we are prone to commit offenses. Our conditioning is that we commit offenses. Our natural condition of the body is to commit offenses. When you see somebody, we become envious. When you see somebody, some activity happening better than what we do, you become envious of that. When you do something you are doing, somebody else is not doing, you become proud. Bahut kuch hota hai. How to avoid? It's an art. Art of practicing Krishna consciousness. Follow the footsteps of Mahajanas. Not Tom, Dick and Harry. So if we can do, chant the holy names offenselessly, and the purification of consciousness, complete purification of consciousness is guaranteed. Not by me, by Prabhupada. Mera guarantee ka kya value hai? Prabhupada, acharyas, they are guaranteed. So you have the guarantee from the reliable source. You should have guarantee from reliable source. Unreliable source, a platform mein kuch behte hai, bolega, ek saal tak jayega, sahab. Kuch karne ke liye jayega, platform. Ek saal tak jayega. Kya guarantee hai? Guarantee hai? Next day you come and see, you won't be there even also. Ek saal nahi, ek din mein chala jayega. Guarantee should be from the authorized source, reliable source, acharyas, Prabhupada, yes. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Jiva Goswami, anybody else you want? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Guarantee they are. It is all, the formula is most simple, but most simple to say, most difficult to follow. Unfortunate situation ours is. Kya kare? Kuch to karna padega. ठीक है
ठीक है प्रभु हरे कृष्णा
मोर देन ठीक है हो गया ज्यादा हो गया
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु यू सेड दैट सम पीपल दे आर नॉट अट्रैक्टेड विद माया एंड एट द सेम टाइम दे डोंट नो अबाउट द पोजिशन ऑफ कृष्णा एंड कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस
यस
बट देर आर सम पीपल इन द कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस आर अट्रैक्टेड टू माया
अट्रैक्टेड टू
माया
माया
वाई
Why? Lack of Krishna consciousness.
But they know about Krishna.
Just knowing Krishna, Krishna is standing there with the flute, that is not sufficient knowledge. That is not sufficient. Knowing Krishna means, you know that this person is actually God, he is supposed to be a master. When you come in front of Radha Rasbihari, you have to know that this person is actually my master. I am his. And whatever he wants, I should be doing. Not just in front of him, bahar jaake kuch bhi karega, nahi chalega. What Krishna wants? You can find out? No. Can you find out? Then you go to him. He is standing in front here. You go and find out from him. He is given like this. Black and white. Do this. No problem. Because knowing Krishna is not theory. Try to understand. Knowing Krishna is practicals. How you conduct your life. If I accept Krishna as my supreme master, can I claim myself to be master? My own domain? You cannot. But we are conditioned to do like that. So it is the art of Krishna consciousness is to reverse our natural conditioning, material conditioning. Go against it. Very difficult, huh? If somebody who gets always arrogant, for him to not act as arrogant is difficult, you know. Thoda kuch to difficult rahega. He said, for higher purpose, he has to put his natural tendency down. But the Krishna consciousness is so powerful that it can neutralize any of the material conditioning. There is nothing called this conditioning, it can't work, you know. No. This is one medicine that works for all diseases of conditioned life. So it is matter of willingness and determination to achieve the lotus feet of Krishna. I know this is difficult for me. Because I want to achieve the lotus feet of Krishna, I will do it. Force yourself. That is when one does it. Slowly, slowly it becomes natural for him. The matter of humility, for example. Being humble is difficult, isn't it? Is it not difficult? Tranadapi suniche. Tarorima sagasnuna. Is it so easy? The tree, somebody goes and cuts the branch, doesn't protest. I come down and give a slap to you, will you not protest? Somebody doesn't protest. There are some people who didn't protest. So we say the Mahatma. Which kind of Mahatma then? Mahatmanastu Mampartha. They fit into that Mahatma of Krishna and others. Anyway, we will not go into that. But the point is, our natural tendency is there, which is material. Because we are conditioned the material since time immemorial, you know. To reverse that tendency is difficult but not impossible. If one chants the holy names of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, offenselessly, then guaranteed. People, even your actual question is, how come people who are in Krishna consciousness, they are coming under influence of Maya? The simple answer is lack of Krishna consciousness. Lack of accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and doing everything for Krishna. They are not doing everything for Krishna, that is the problem. They are doing something else for some other purposes. The more you curtail that, the more you'll become Krishna conscious. It's all the matter of how much we can do.
Hare Krishna Guruji.
Samay hai? क्वेश्चन तो छोटा होगा, आंसर देखना पड़ेगा ना. ठीक है.
उपदेश उपाख्यान में पढ़ रहा था, भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज जी का एक लिखा हुआ है छोटा स्टोरी. बुजुर्ग की जाने जे ही तव साधु जान से, मतलब जो अच्छा मेटेरियलिस्टिक लोग ऐसा सोचते हैं कि जो अच्छा तमाशा दिखा सकते हैं वही बड़ा साधु है. एक बार कहीं पर तो भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती महाराज जी को बुलाया था, चारों तरफ खबर फैल गया कि बहुत बड़े 64 मठ के जो आचार्य है गौड़ी मठ के, बहुत बड़े गुरु आ रहे हैं. तो गांव वाले सब बहुत बेसब्री से इंतजार कर रहे थे कि बहुत बड़े साधु बाबा होंगे. पर भक्ति सिद्धांत महाराज जी आए अपने कार से, वेल ड्रेस्ड, सेव हेड था उनका, कुछ देर सत्संग किए, विशेष तत्व को बताया और चले गए. गांव वाले आश्चर्य रह गए कि बड़ा साधु अभी तक आया नहीं, क्यों क्यों नहीं आया, हम लोग इतना वेट कर रहा. गांव वाले सोच रहे थे कि बहुत बड़ा 50 दिन नहीं नहाया हुआ कोई दाढ़ी बढ़ा करके आएंगे. तो गांव वालों का मन में ऐसा था कि ऐसा कोई साधु बाबा आएगा लंबा दाढ़ी मोछा बढ़ा करके 50-100 दिन बिना नहाए, कुछ तो तमाशा दिखाएगा. पर ऐसा नहीं हुआ.
वो तमाशा होता है.
ऐसा लोगों का मानना है. तो मुझे ऐसा एक लिंक मिला, जैसे अभी वृंदावन की मंदिर का जो उद्घाटन के समय वहां के लोगों की संतुष्टि के लिए प्रभुपाद जी ने जो यज्ञ करवाया था जिसकी आवश्यकता नहीं थी, खाली हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र ही अनफ था, फिर भी श्री प्रभुपाद जी ने ऐसा कराया था. तो ये दोनों में कुछ तो लिंक मुझे लग रहा है, आप इसे एक्सप्लेन करेंगे थोड़ा सा.
किस दोनों में?
अब ये जो यज्ञ कराने की आवश्यकता नहीं थी, फिर भी यज्ञ कराया ताकि यूरोपियन वैष्णव लोगों को वृंदावन के साधु लोग एक्सेप्ट
करें। इसका भक्ति सिद्धांत सहित क्या किधर क्या हुआ?
वो
उसमें उसका बारे में आप बताए ना।
हाँ,
उसका इसका क्या संबंध है?
बुजुर्ग की जाने मतलब थोड़ा ऐसा ड्रामाबाजी, आप बोले ना ड्रामा दिखाना चाहिए करके।
तो वो तो ग्राम में बुद्धि है, वो
ग्राम में बुद्धि,
ग्राम में बुद्धि है ना, ग्राम में कथा, ग्राम में बुद्धि होता है, व्यवहारिक मतलब ऑर्डिनरी क्या है, लाइक एनिमल्स ईटिंग स्लीपिंग मेटिंग एंड डिफेंडिंग, दे आर एनिमल्स एंड ह्यूमन बींग लिटिल बिट मोर कल्चर्ड इन ए डूइंग इन ए डिफरेंट वे इज जस्ट बेसिक नेसेसिटी। ठीक है, अभी क्या बोल रहे हैं? प्रभुपाद ने वृंदावन में उद्घाटन किया, उसमें दोनों किया, इसका क्या है? उसके बारे में तो बताया ना।
हाँ, तो आप जैसे प्रवचन में बताए कि खाली हरि कृष्ण महामंत्र ही एनफ था।
हाँ,
पर फिर भी प्रभुपाद जी ने स्मार्थ ब्राह्मणों को बुला करके बड़ा एक्सपेंसिव यज्ञ कराया।
हाँ,
तो इसका जरूरत था यज्ञ का?
जरूरत तो प्रभुपाद के लिए नहीं था, बाकी लोग सोचेगा जब भी ब्राह्मण नहीं आता था, यज्ञ नहीं होता था, जो बाकी लोग सोचेगा ये सब ड्रामाबाजी है। उनको मालूम नहीं कौन सा ड्रामा है कौन सा असली है। जो अपीयरेंस एंड रियलिटी जो होता है, देखने में जैसा है रियल किया है ना, वो अलग अलग लोगों का अलग अलग दृष्टि का वजह से होता है। तो किसी को मालूम नहीं है क्या सही चीज है, उनको क्या पता, तो वो बोलेगा ये तो काली नाश्ता है, जंपिंग अप एंड डाउन एंड हैविंग फीस्ट, ये क्या है मंदिर, ये मंदिर है कि दूसरा कुछ है? वो क्या बोलेगा, ये लोग सब मिले चलोगे ना, इन लोग का संस्कृति बराबर नहीं हुआ, इसके लिए ऐसा किया करके बोल देगा। तो ये प्रभुपाद नहीं चाहता था, प्रभुपाद चाहता था सब लोग एक्सेप्ट करना चाहिए, तो उन लोगों के लिए यज्ञ कराया। बोलेगा हाँ इधर तब कौन यज्ञ कराया, वो हमारा जो शास्त्री है ना बड़ा शास्त्री, उन्होंने कि अच्छा फिर ठीक होगा। यज्ञ कौन कराया? ये यज्ञ है ना साउथ इंडिया से आया, अरे उधर से बहुत लोग अच्छा लोग है, वो ठीक किया होगा, साउथ इंडियन ब्राह्मण आया है? तो जनरल पब्लिक का एक इंप्रेशन देने का था ये बोनाफाइड टेंपल है, क्योंकि बोनाफाइड करके होता है सब लोग आएगा ना। मंदिर में आने के बाद क्या करने से रियल बोनाफाइड मालूम पड़ेगा, पहले से बोलने का जरूरत नहीं है ना। ठीक है, कम से कम पहले तो मंदिर में आना दो, बोनाफाइड करके आएगा, फिर इधर आने के बाद भगवान को देखेगा, अरे अरे ये मंदिर में तो अच्छा अच्छा ड्रेसिंग किया है कृष्ण बलराम को, बाकी मंदिर में सेम ड्रेस ऐसे पड़ा रहता है, बदलने वाला भी आई नहीं, इधर तो बहुत लोग कुछ कर रहा है। फिर ठीक है, एक किताब लेगा, थोड़ा प्रसाद लेगा, कुछ तो वातावरण चेंज होएगा कि नहीं। तो इसके लिए प्रभुपाद ने किया, काली हरे कृष्ण बोलने के लिए तो बोल सकता था, बट प्रभुपाद वॉन्टेड टू मेक अपॉर्चुनिटी ऑफ प्रैक्टिसिंग कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस अवेलेबल टू एवरीबडी, सबके लिए एक चांस देना था प्रभुपाद को। तो इसके लिए ऑर्डिनरी फेलो किसको मालूम ही नहीं है क्या राइट है क्या रॉन्ग है, उसको भी एक चांस मिलना चाहिए, इसके लिए किया।
थैंक यू प्रभु जी, धन्यवाद। हरे कृष्ण,
हरे कृष्ण,
हरे कृष्ण।
ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की, श्रील प्रभुपाद की, शिशि राधा रास विहारी जी की, सीता राम लक्ष्मण हनुमान की, शिशु गौरताय की, ताय गौरव प्रेमानंदे।
His grace मुकुंद माधव प्रभु की।